Chapter 12. Extracts of Letter to a General Conference Representative Visiting in Africa. It is a solemn, serious matter to select missionaries for foreign countries. The men whom God will accept for this work must be as true as steel to principle. They must be men who are emptied of self, men who give evidence that they are wearing Christ's yoke and manifesting His meekness and lowliness of heart. The very best talent is required in such fields as Africa and Australia. We have to work in and through Christ, and in some places with the consent of the corrupt churches, although we cannot respect their claims, wherever the church is managed by the state. We have to use wisdom in representing the truth. Our speech must be tempered, else we cut ourselves off from gaining access to those who need help. The wisdom of angelic agencies must be imparted to human instrumentalities, else the door will be closed to the message the people need. Be ye wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. The word of God is to be lived as well as preached. It is to be brought into every phase of the Christian work done in this world. The men God has appointed to do His work must be emptied of self. Let Jesus in. Open the door of the heart to the heavenly guest. Let no man be looked up to as God. When those who come nigh God in service are consecrated, cleansed, and purified, approaching nearer and still nearer the divine benevolence, they can voice the commission of God and be respected. God designs that men shall be drawn constantly upward by the strong moral attraction of that which is above. Had the workers in Africa remembered this, they would have done a great work by their God-fearing, unselfish attitude. Those in Africa would have been inspired to use their physical and mental capabilities for God. The work would have gone forward among the Dutch and other languages. Publications containing the truth would have been circulated everywhere. Ministers and rulers would have been converted to the truth. Those who work in the South African field must understand the bearing of the situation. Their connection with their African brethren, Ellen White is speaking of the interrelationships between the early missionaries sent from America and the Dutch and English peoples residing in South Africa, A.L. White, is a reciprocal one. There are men of talent in Africa, and if the workers from America knew how to recognize the ability and talent possessed by their African brethren, much more good would be done. Those who love God and obey His word are to be closely united. They are to work together, using their talents in various ways. Those in Africa who possessed capabilities should have been united with their American brethren. If the brethren and sisters from America had united with the African believers, songs of joy would have been heard among the heavenly angels, recognizing the human relationship as a union with God. Could the curtain have been rolled back, we would have seen heavenly angels all prepared to cooperate with human intelligence for the advancement of the work. Students going to America. It is safer to educate students at home than to send them to America to receive an education. For in America, they see and hear much that does them no good, which they would not see and hear were they to remain in their own country. Too many of the methods and habits and fashions have been transported from America to Africa, and the result is not favorable. The very best teachers should be sent from America to foreign countries to educate the young. A Prayer of Penitence, found in a letter to a member of the Wessels family. The language of our hearts should be, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto Thee, but unto us who have departed from Thy counsel, confusion of faces. What answer can we render to thee? And how shall we be justified before thee? We will return unto thee, for thy hand is stretched forth to help the penitent, who seek thee with the whole heart. For thy mercy's sake, thou hearest their cries. Poor, helpless, and needy, we come to thee, not because of our righteousness, but for thy righteousness' sake, O Lord. We beseech thee not to send us away empty. Our souls, our bodies, are thy property. Thou hast bought us with a price, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of thine own Son. Strengthen us, that we may put on the garment of thy righteousness. Thou art gracious and merciful. If thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mightest be feared. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. All thy works shall praise thee. Let all thy creatures worship before thy face. May thy people be united to do thy will, and to seek thee with the whole heart. Give honor unto thy people, praise to them that fear thee, and honor to them that seek thee. Fill the mouths of them that hunger for thy righteousness. Give joy unto thy land, and gladness unto thy city. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Let the horn of thy servant David be exalted, and may the light of the son of Jesse shine upon thy people.